Bill Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I want to talk to Rudy Canoza, the owner of Jetem, which is a women's lingerie store on Ventura Boulevard in the San Fernando Valley, talking to him about this coming Christmas and buying things for your wife or for your girlfriend, especially lingerie. I saw this Victoria's Secret special this past weekend, which some people thought was pretty racy, but lingerie and that kind of thing is still pretty popular. Mr. Canoza?
Lingerie is the number one Christmas gift or birthday gift that is given by a man or by husbands to their wives or to their girlfriends. It's something I think that both of them feel they can share in. It's going to be a great season.
Now there's questions as to the sales at Christmas time being down because of the recession. Do you don't see any evidence of that?
Not in our business, no. We specialize in sexy lingerie. Sexy, that is, thongs, brassieres, this kind of thing that a woman buys to please her man. We like to say on the outside she might be wearing Ann Taylor, but on the inside, la 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 la. That's something that she, what we say in South America, which is to say a woman is beautiful.
To say la la la?
To say la 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 means that she is beautiful, that she is sexy. And what we find in our business is that women are often ignored by their husbands, but as you tell, we do not ignore the woman.
Now, Mr. Canoza, with a lot of businesses, there's going to be a lot of lines at Christmas time, and especially these lingerie businesses, the Victoria's Secrets and the joints like that that I've been into in the past. You can't even get any service, and you are guaranteeing no lines.
We guarantee no lines, and we are going to be busy, but we guarantee that you will be helped. We aren't selling to everyone. So we say you come into Jetem, you will not stand in line because we will not have an overabundance of people in the store.
And you're not selling to everyone, meaning what?
One of the things that we noticed over the years is that many women return items that their husbands don't like, whether it does not look as sexy on their wife as it did in the catalog, or it's all wrong for the woman because of her body type, and it goes from being sexy to offensive, and this can happen. A woman buys something she sees in a catalog, a lingerie, a thong, a teddy, and it may look good in the catalog, but she puts it on, and it is offensive to her husband. It is offensive to him. So there's nothing more offensive for a man than to have his wife, getting into a bustier only to have it snap open because she is simply wrong for it. That's $200 that is lost. Then she brings it back. The tags are ripped off the credit card. We would rather not have a woman bring back a sexy piece of lingerie because we lose money on that. And frankly, the lingerie on the wrong woman is something that's is not good. So we don't let all of them in.
And well, how do you not let all of them? So in other words, you're not letting certain women into your store?
We have what we call shopping advisors at the door that will advise whether you should shop there or not.
What are you saying to women?
Well, if a woman comes to the door and she looks as if she might look good in her lingerie, of course, we allow her to go in and we pay her the compliment with a South American compliment that men give women by saying, la, 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 and the women go in. And that is
a... That's a cultural thing?
That is itself. It's a Latin cultural thing, yes. If the woman is someone who is not somebody who is going to look particularly good in her lingerie because of her body type, we will say very respectfully to her, this store is probably not for you. And
what if she says why? What if she asks you why?
If she asks why, I said, believe me, your husband doesn't want you to be here, and we save the woman the time. And we'll tell her that your husband is not going to enjoy what you buy here. And most women will certainly understand that. Now, in our fitting rooms, we also have two-way mirrors so that you can see, our store counselors can see through the mirror as the woman is trying something on. And these are all women who are looking through. And if she wears something, she does not look good, and we certainly don't want her to bring it back, then we also can go to what we call a danger signal or a returned item signal, and it's something that we emanate through the store.
So you are not letting women into your store who you think are going to look bad in your stuff and ultimately bring it back because their husbands find it too expensive?
No, their husbands find it offensive.
Offensive?
Yes. There is a difference. There's a fine line between looking sexy for a man and looking offensive to him, looking in the clothes look so bad on you, you insult the man. And we don't want you to insult the man. We want the man to look at you and go, we don't want him to say, take it and take it back. I don't want you in that anymore.
Now, the other part of what you're saying, and I'll give our number out here, 1-800-449-8686, Rudy Canoza from Jetam, a lingerie store. They don't just sell to any woman. In fact, they won't let women in the store who have a certain body type so as not to sell something that's only going to come back. 1-800-449-8686. The other thing you said is that you have two-way mirrors in the fitting room.
Two-way mirror. That is for our store advisors to see how a woman looks in what she is wearing. The women...
Now, who's looking through these two-way mirrors?
These are other saleswomen. These are only females, not men.
So there are females looking to see how a woman fits into this stuff.
That is correct.
And if she doesn't look good,
then we put a return sale a signal throughout the store to let the salesperson know.
What is that? A light or something?
No. In fact, if you want to, Billy, hit this. It sounds like this. He goes to the store. I don't know if you could hear that, Phil.
What was that?
Listen. Play it again.
Is that a foghorn?
That's the signal to tell the store that we've got one in the fitting room who's trying to get away with putting on some, Okay, we have to go into the fitting room and tell her, you are not allowed to buy this.
You're not allowed to buy this. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tammy on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to ask Mr. Canoza.
Yes, hello.
Why it is that his opinion is the only one that counts, and the people that work for him is the only one that counts. What about the rest out there that have an opinion about what they want their wife to wear, regardless of what size she is?
It's a good point, but ultimately we have to be the final judge because she's going to bring the item back to us. This costs us money when people bring the item back to us. The tag could be ripped off. The garment could be soiled. It could be damaged. It's not good to sell something that you are pretty sure is going to be brought back.
Well, you're saying you're pretty sure it's going to be brought back because the woman is too heavy?
She might be too heavy. She might be the wrong body type. We have to make that judgment call.
You know what? You're wrong.
That
you
lets
are
everyone
so
know.
Wrong.
How am I wrong? I've
how
been
are
in
you
business
wrong?
For 25 years. I've...
Let me tell you how you're wrong.
When the alarm goes off, the staff immediately goes into a...
First of all, are you
going to
let me talk?
And we remove the thing as quickly as possible. Go ahead.
Okay. You're turning around, and you're basically doing a gong show on people that are in the...
No, ma'am. What I'm doing is I am letting the sales department know a sale is about to be... is being attempted that cannot be made. If you are in our fitting room, Tammy, and you are trying something on, we look... we may say... Or we might...
How do you find out that they are not looking right or they're trying the wrong thing on?
That's when our sales counselors are looking through the two-way mirror to look at you, yes.
So there's a two-way
you
mirror
women...
showing someone else getting dressed.
Yes, ma'am.
See, that
so
I don't think that's...
You're taking away being a personal person. You're taking away being someone that has an opinion on something they may want to wear.
That is something. Can you hold on for a minute? We've got one in fitting room four. That was an actual alarm.
That alarm went off.
Yes, it did. There's a woman trying one on. That should not be trying one on.
Does she know she's got a two-way mirror?
These are women who are looking through the...
No, answer the lady's question. Does she know she has a two-way mirror?
Mr. Henry, first of all, I'm not going to be directed at...
But please answer her question. Does she know there's a two-way mirror?
There are women and only women manning these two-way mirrors, so there's nothing
it
wrong
doesn't
with
matter.
It.
Does she know she's being looked at?
By another woman? No, she does not know she's being looked at by another woman.
Well, then, first of all, you're violating privacy. I mean, that alone is wrong.
Why are you so concerned? Have you shopped here before? I'm curious.
Not necessarily. I haven't shopped there before, but I've shopped in a lot of stores. Personally, my opinion, I've never shopped in your store.
Have you shopped in... Well, that is your choice, ma'am. I'm not trying to offend you.
I agree, but there's a lot of people out there that if they knew what was going on, they wouldn't shop there either.
Do you hear that alarm go off? That is a number of women who are trying to get into our fitting room to put on clothes that don't look right on them, and it's going to cost me money.
And you know what, hon? You've got a money-hungry problem.
Wait a minute. Is there somebody sitting...
You have a money-hungry problem.
I'm in business. And
are there women sitting behind these two-way mirrors triggering that alarm when they see a...
Look, if you have a woman trying on a thong and you can't even see it, you see what I'm saying? A thong, you've got to see.
You know what, though? Why should it be your opinion? Why shouldn't it be hers or her husband? personally,
because
her
husband is going to send it back.
Why can't you put up nothing to be returned instead of violating people's
rights? You can't do that. You can't. You have more of a problem that way. You can't do that. Sometimes the women. Look, if you're... See, there goes another one. I don't know what's...
What is it? Are there a lot of women in the store tonight who are shopping who shouldn't be?
Evidently, we've let some women into the store, yes. And I would ask you, Tammy...
Well, why were they let into the store? I just heard that you did it at the door.
We do it at the door, but sometimes they get through.
Oh, well, all right. That many women got through in the last 10 minutes?
Tammy, you sound like the kind of woman whose husband might ask you to send back something.
You know what?
Is that
I'm
right?
The kind of woman that has the perfect body, honey.
So if you walked into our fitting room and you took your clothes off, what would you hear?
I wouldn't hear that, I guarantee you.
All right, Tammy, thank you for your call. Let me go over to Linda on the Phil Hendry Show. Linda, go ahead.
I am almost livid beyond speech.
This is a business I have done for 25 years.
You have used the word... offensive in the wrong context.
Yes, we do not want the husband offended.
No, you have used the word in the wrong context. There is nothing that is more offensive than what I have heard out of your mouth tonight. It is demeaning.
No, it is insulting.
No.
And when a woman who is lovely...
How dare you treat women like that?
Wait a minute. When a woman comes through the door and she is beautiful, we say, la, 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 la.
Did you ever hear the expression, beauty is in the eye of the beholder?
Yes, and we are beholding.
No,
we are
you
selling,
are
we
invading
are beholding.
Privacy. You have a peak show. I would never set foot in your store, nor would my friends.
No. Linda, you misunderstand.
I did not misunderstand.
If you go into our fitting room, you put on a bustier, and you are beautiful in it, we trigger the alarm that goes, la, 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 la.
That bustier makes me feel beautiful? Who cares your ladies think?
Do you hear the sirens behind you?
It's gone now.
Okay. If you, on the other hand, according to our sales counselors, we can't see the thong on you. Do you see what I'm saying, Linda?
I understand what the lady...
It doesn't matter what you're saying.
It's offensive.
You should be ashamed. You should not be in business.
Do you understand, Mr. Canoza, that a lot of women will find this offensive to have throughout the entire store a foghorn go off because they don't look good, according to your sales counselors, in a bustier?
But, Mr. Henry, it is...
absolute humiliation.
No. It is either that or the item comes back to us the next day because your husband has told you to take it off and put it back in the box.
My guess is if anyone who has frequented your store is hearing your mouth right now,
your
business will be closed anyway.
Fire it off. See, I just got the word. We have another one in fitting room 6. Okay. So,
well, I don't know what's going on at your place of business, but you got a lot of alarms going off and a lot of...
My guess is they're being raided by the cops.
No, this is a completely above-board business.
Oh, baloney, you are looking at women without their knowledge.
Look, if you have women sitting behind a two-way mirror looking at other women trying on clothes, that's still... an invasion of...
They're women. They're not looking at anything other than to see if the clothes fit. It's not like there are men there going... They're not doing that. It's women. The women make the judgment call. Either we get on the intercom and go... la, 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 or we... How can that be wrong? How can it be wrong? I ask you.
How can it be right?
All right.
Where is your judgment?
I have only one lesbian that works for me as a monitor, and she is only there on Sundays. So that's
all right.
This is a joke, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? It sounds like it is. 1-800-449...
I would ask, does her husband have to wade through her back fat to unhook her bra? Otherwise, a lot of men...
Okay, that's fine. 1-800-449-8686. A very unusual store in the valley called Je T'aime, a women's lingerie experience. Mr. Canoza will not allow women to shop in his store who he thinks don't have the right body type. They are turned away at the door. They are not allowed to shop there because he's afraid their husbands will force them to bring the lingerie back because they don't look good in it. If a woman's trying something on in a fitting room and she doesn't look good in it, then a store-wide alarm is sounded. And I think that's humiliating. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Talking to Rudy Canoza. He's the owner of the lingerie store Jatam on Ventura Boulevard in the San Fernando Valley, actually out here in Sherman Oaks. And this Christmas, you, Mr. Canoza, say you're not going to have any lines at your store. Men will be able to shop for their wives or their girlfriends because you are not allowing into the store women whose body types are not right. Is that correct?
Yeah, but you have to understand that this is not about whether a woman is beautiful or not. This is simply about whether she is going to have to bring this item back. And I will tell you that this is because at one time, when we owned this store 10 years ago, I was assaulted by the husband of a woman who I had sold a lace thong to.
And you were assaulted by who? By the husband of a woman?
By the husband of a woman who I had sold this lace thong. And apparently she put this on, and he could not see it. You are, if you wear a thong, if you're a woman, you must be advised that you must be able to see this. If you don't see this, it's the wrong body type. And he was so offended by this, he came to my store, and he assaulted me. He kicked my ass. To be honest, he kicked my ass. And I will never forget that. And that's why we said, I will not have a husband so offended he wants to come down to Rudy Canoza's store and to physically punch or hit Rudy.
And you had a husband belt you because you sold something to his wife that didn't look good on her.
Yes. Yes. This is what I'm trying to say to you. Do you want the tears to come out of my eyes? Aren't you listening to what I'm saying? This man came to my store and physically assaulted me. And so ever since then, we make a point of the women, if they look good and they come through the door, we go, and all that is it.
What is that, man, flapping your tongue out? What is that, la, 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 la?
That is South American, a man, South American, a cultural. Any woman from South America, any Latin woman, recognizes that that is the way that Latin men express their appreciation for the beauty of a woman. Like that. Now, if a woman comes to the store, recently we had some celebrities come to the store. Kirstie Alley, who I think is pretty good looking, but she stripped in the fitting room. And
are you firing that thing off now?
Yes, I'm in one of the council rooms, so I can. And right now I'm looking at a woman. Oh, boy. See, I'm looking at.
Now, you said that only women are looking through those two-way mirrors at other women changing so that there isn't any sexual harassment. Now, you said that, right?
Yes, but I'm the owner of the store.
It doesn't matter. You're a man.
I am the owner of the store. Now, I have to tell you, I cannot take another beating because the woman can snap a lace brassiere with her neck. I will not do it. I will not.
Wait a minute, man.
Yeah, you're right.
A woman put on a brassiere and her neck snapped it.
That's how big her neck was, yes. Now, I would rather put her through the humiliation and have her turn the thing back into me or not even come into the store than for me to be beaten again and again and again. Look at this. He goes another one. Jesus, what is going on tonight?
We're talking with Rudy Canoza here.
Who comes in? And he hears a la 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 la. She's ready to put on the panties and dance around the store. But if she hears, it's either Kirstie Alley or your wife. I don't know who, but you've got to get her out of here.
Well, I got to tell you, that is really wicked.
It is. You know, that thing is going. Eddie, check and see what's going on in room 5, will you?
Well, what is going on over there, man? I hear the thing going off.
We have got a lot of women coming in. Anyway, that's the whole deal, and I got to go.
Okay, fine. Rudy Canoza from Jatam. 1-800-449-8686. Apparently, and this is not a new idea, women are being thrown out of his store if they just don't have the body type to fit into his lingerie. He says it saves him money. Otherwise, they're bringing it back. The tags are ripped off, etc. It costs him money. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 1-800-449-86. Oh, will you put that on hold? Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Steve Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And in the preceding bit, I did the voice of Rudy Canosa, and all the people who called thought that he was like a real guy. And in last hour's bit, where we did the whole Bob Green thing, I did the voice of Bob Green. The people called and thought he was a real guy. And that's the Phil Hendry Show. And if you want to learn out more. If you want to learn more or find out more about our show, visit our website, philhendryshow.com. You can hear archived material, some of the best bits we've done on the show. In fact, the very best material from our show is only on our website and not anywhere else. Daily flashbacks, bits from yesterday's show. We have our audio archives. You can listen live. We have a 30-day archive. And you can subscribe to our Backstage Pass and get it all for only $6.95 a month. Go to philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, and find out more. Today's Phil Hendry Polls America: if Britney Spears were underage, would you go ahead and do it anyway, yes or no? And here's how the people voted. Very predictably, 60% said yes. I mean, I could have called that one with my eyes closed last year before I thought of it. You know, you give them a leading question like that, what do you think they're going to say? So we got to come up with something a little bit more original to get some actual, real, honest, deep emotion. Although last Friday's was a real shockeroo. College football is superior to pro football. I guess it reflects that we get into a lot more small towns than we do big towns. Because I hate to break the news, college football ain't even as good as AAA baseball is the Major League Baseball. And if you saw any of those games this past weekend, boy, how about that SC-UCLA game? None of you saw it, only us here in L.A., because we're the only ones that care. In fact, very few of us here cared. That used to be a national game, man. They showed that thing for like the five people, and it was pathetic. UCLA is a pathetic, pathetic football program. As sad and as twisted and as degenerated as it gets. Starting out with a top 10 ranking, on their way to the Rose Bowl, a UCLA-Miami Rose Bowl would have been a very memorable thing. But instead, they have to lose, what is it now, four in a row, that Deshaun Foster, whatever his problem is. Who cares about college football? Why did I waste even part of my Saturday afternoon? Hey, you know, Deshaun Foster drove a car. Whatever, man. It was a car that didn't belong to him, and now he's not eligible, and oh my God, that means we are our national champion. Is that the Super Bowl? No. Well, then I don't care. You're not going to win the national championship. Look, there's the national championship, and then there's the Super Bowl. One, you get paid. The other, you drive a Ford Explorer. 1-800-449-8686. So the kids went to see Britney Spears this past weekend. Britney Spears is an interesting... They went and saw her in Vegas. The four kids went to Vegas, courtesy of their uncle, and saw Britney Spears at whatever place she was at. And I mean, this was a large event for them. And they actually got fourth row seats. And one of the, you know, they blew out football practice and even played hooky from school today. I don't want to, you know, tell any tales, but I guess everybody knows now. Because they were just a little too tuckered out after their big Britney Spears experience. She's an interesting individual, Britney Spears. She's beginning to sort of move into that Madonna phase, where she's taking control of her career and you suddenly realize that a monster has been created. She's going to be a phenomenally big star. And there's just nothing you, me, or anybody can do about it. Get it. Get used to it, Charlie. It's the day and age of Britney Spears. And men, 45, 50 years of age, lusting after her. And nobody knows how old she is. Is she 10? Is she 30? I saw a picture of her in People magazine, and the angle in the lighting was so bad, it actually looked like her at the age of 40 for just a brief moment. The kids went and they saw this thing, and apparently they said it was a pretty good show. There was no, when I used to go to a show, that people would rush the stage. Do they do that anymore, man? I guess they do, but not at the Britney Spears show. They had all this security. You couldn't stand on your seat. And Catherine, the little 10-year-old, she couldn't see Jack, and they wouldn't let her stand on her chair. And so, well, there you go. But I keep going back to what we did last week about her, you know, that whole, you know, her career, take charge of her career. And Britney Spears is a, she's a, you know, very, very Machiavellian. She's very dictatorial. You know, here she has this sweet, innocent look. And behind the scene, it's all about, but I'm Britney Spears. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nobody, but nobody makes me look, well, Miss Spears, just shut up. And then they said, well, it was on Saturday night, right, wasn't it? Like the concert? I don't know. I was watching the Lewis fight. What? I don't know anything. Look, I went to a funeral on Saturday. I went to a funeral on Saturday for a friend of mine. And we were in a cemetery. And beyond his gravesite were like four or five other funerals going on playing mariachi music. So there, we're, you know, I'm burying a friend of mine, and in the background I hear this. I don't know if you know this or not, but in some families and in some, you know, some corners of the Hispanic culture, mariachi is like the thing to do at a grave, like at a guy's grave. They had these dudes with the horns and the hats and the toreador pants. We're gathered here to say farewell to Eddie. In the background. He was a good man, and it was a tragic, you know, the wall fell on him. We are gathered here. Will someone turn that crap to... We are gathered here. We're gathered here to say goodbye to Charlie. He was a good man until he walked in front of that bus. And then just... I mean, I wasn't sure it was him. They called me first, and I had to go identify the body. It's like identifying a bug on a windshield, you know? Anyway, I didn't mean to say that, Mrs. Brown. You know, I'm just trying to... Will you turn it off? Turn it down! Anyway, he was a great and good man. He was a man... Oh, screw it. Let's have a beer. So we went off and got drunk. Because nobody could hear anything anybody was saying. Because the guy was playing the thing. It was down in Montebello. Very tasteful. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. We go over to Jerry in Tampa. Jerry, hi.
Phil, how you doing, buddy?
Good, good.
Love your show. I just had a question from your viewers and your perspective.
How often do you call this show?
How often?
Yeah.
Quite a bit, actually.
Yeah. Bug off, will you? Carlos, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good, man.
Phil, I've listened to your show a few times and actually find it, you know, pretty entertaining, but I got to disagree with you on this one point. See, the reason why college football is so interesting is because... Ugh. You know, with the pros, they change teams every year. Nobody
they
gives
change
damage.
Teams every year.
Sure, it's all about the money. Deion Sanders.
Yes,
plays
exactly. It's all about the money. That's what makes a professional.
Year,
that's what makes a professional. What do you? What do you
on,
work
Phil.
For free? Do you work for free?
Finish.
No, do you work for free? I'm just asking.
Heck, no, I don't work for free. I
mean, oh, what is it? All about money. The money with you?
Well, no, but what I'm saying is college football is all about the sport, not about the money, and that's what makes it good.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with money? What's wrong with money?
There's nothing wrong with pro football.
What's wrong with money is what I'm asking you. What's wrong with money?
Nothing. I love money.
Well, then what are you saying it's not about the sport?
I'm not dogging pro football. I'm saying I'm telling you why people like college football, because it's about the sport. And the other thing is I didn't go to Dallas Cowboy University, but I did go to a university with a football team. And
I understand
that. To make you a fan.
That's fine.
And that's why
fine.
People like it. And I just wanted to make that point.
Well, that's fine, but you can't tell me that it is a better sport than pro football. You can't tell me, for instance, that it's a higher level of football. It's not a chance
on
earth.
Oh, absolutely not. No, but I mean...
you know, college football is maybe not about money, but it's about getting a contract.
Well, without question, it's about airtime and all that, but I'm just saying... You've got the traditions, and the fans are very hardcore.
All right, so we're moving off that money position you took earlier. Now we're moving on to fans and tradition.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that the fans clearly, again, if you went to a university, you're more attached to that football program than if you just live in a city that you moved to 3 years ago. And that's part of the difference. I just want to make that point. Hey,
fine. Well, for those of us who didn't go to college, it's really dull. But I guess we're just dullards.
No, but I think you can appreciate a big rivalry.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
I
you
guess.
Know, for
but when somebody start when somebody starts selling me college football like it's an alternative to professional football, it is not an alternative to professional. If in other words, if there was only college football and no pro football, this would be a pretty sad, sorry state of affairs.
Absolutely not. I mean, how many guys are great in college and they don't even make the pros?
Well, all I'm saying is that college football may be a great thing for what it is, but it's got nothing. It has nothing on pro football in terms of the caliber or quality of play. It's triple A minor league baseball.
Well, that's why they get paid in the pros. But you've got to appreciate college football.
Whatever that is, I appreciate it for what it is. Okay, thank you. What is it? All right, here is Suzanne on the Phil Henry Show. Suzanne?
Hi, Phil. How you doing? Love
Good.
Your show.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Good. I just had a quick comment. I'm a little disappointed to hear that you let your 10-year-old daughter go to a Britney Spears concert. I just think she's a really bad role model for young girls, and I'm not sure what kind of message she's sending out.
Well, you realize that there are nothing but thousands, millions of 10-year-old girls that love her and idolize her.
That doesn't make it right, though. I think she's putting out a bad image of, you know, sexuality, and you know, I see little 10-year-old girls walking around dressed like her. I think it's
really
bad.
Well, we don't let our kid dress like her.
Well, but if they go and they idolize somebody, ultimately that's going to happen. And they're going to make all those little slutty moves, and I just don't think it's a very responsible move as a parent.
You got to be putting me on, right? This is just a joke call? Are you kidding me? Hello? Yeah. You know what? Call some guy's show who's actually going to take you seriously. Would you do me that favor? Yeah, call up some guy who just can't wait for your jive call and go, why, wait a second, what are you talking about? I'm going to argue with you for 5 minutes. You're full of crap. You know it and I know it. Bad message of sexuality. Britney Spears doesn't know what sex she is. Well, she's pretty sure she's a girl, but beyond that, she's a kid. She's a 30-year-old kid. Britney Spears, to me, is always going to be a kid, even when she's 46. Here is Jeff on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
For the record, I'd like to have sex with Britney Spears, but that's not why I'm calling.
Well, Jeff, you win because you are going to have sex with Britney Spears. Yes, you'll be flown via Delta Airlines to Las Vegas. You were caller number 6,000, and Jeff, you're on your
Woo-hoo!
Way to have sex with a preteen female. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
So anyway, Craig tells me that Justin Timberlake is not really Britney Spears' boyfriend and that he knows somebody who knows someone else who knows another guy who knows someone else who knows someone else who says he's gay. And Britney Spears apparently has a real boyfriend out here in the valley who's Latin and about, like, you know, 20. Some dude that just is like, don't even think about it, man. Don't even think about it. Don't even look at her, man. Don't even think about it. You know, some guy that would just, you'd die. You would die slowly and painfully. Okay, so, and how come it was that Madonna broke up with her gardener? Oh, that wasn't her gardener, it was a personal trainer? The father of her child. 1-800-4, huh? Carlos Leon. I thought that he was the man. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Osama bin Laden apparently has deployed 10 lookalikes in Afghanistan to foil U.S. efforts to capture him. Why would that foil our efforts to capture him? We'll just kill all 10 of them. What's the problem there, man? I mean, come on, Osama. I don't believe that because the guy can't be that dumb. We got tons of bullets, man. We can kill all 10 of them, kill you too. You're going to have 10 lookalikes with, like, four wives apiece, that's 40 women, and 10 kids apiece, that's 100 kids. So that's 10 and 40 is 50 is another 100. That's 250 people we wind up killing. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Andy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to address some of the hidden costs of being a Phil Hendry fan. Well, I'll say that the benefits far outweigh the costs. But for one thing, it seems to always, like, separate me from women that I was never really going to get anywhere with anyway.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was on a date with this one woman, and I was explaining the show to her about when Bobby Dooley was on, and talking about the captain's table and SS Morgana and keeping her fat friend Sandy away from the captain's table and embarrassing the homeowners.
Right.
And she's saying, and all of a sudden the girl I'm with says, it really irritates me that you're explaining the show to me. I wish you would just let me listen to the show.
Right.
But I want to say, like, the reason I'm explaining the show to you is because you're just sitting there. Like, yeah. You're just sitting there. Anyway,
well, she's a woman, so
maybe
it wasn't a very funny show. I don't know.
It was hysterical.
And of course, when you explain the show to people, they wind up staring at you with a bigger, wide, gaping mouth than they did before. What's the show about? Well, it's a guy who does voices. Then they really think you're nuts.
Yeah, and then, of course, it's also tested various even intimate friendships, like with my relatives and everything. Anybody that's got kids, and I want to put in a tape of the Ted Bell thing about the Children's Museum. You know, the Children's Museum, we're going
to
have...
You want to put in a tape of it? No, you can't do that. It for people that'll dig it. Relatives, grandmothers, dogs, pets, people like that, especially at Thanksgiving, and, you know, no, don't do that, man. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't want you to be a listener of mine if you did that. Hey, it's Thanksgiving. The family's around. Let's put a tape of the Phil Henry Show in. Look, I said it last week, and I'll say it again with all due respect. This show, hopefully, is being listened to by people who are in their cars or working. Anybody that goes home and listens to it, anybody that tapes it, anybody that makes tapes of our show and trades it with their friends, I know you're there, and I appreciate that you're there, but I don't want to really necessarily meet you. I don't necessarily want you to come up to me at a personal appearance or anything. Anybody that's like taping the show and posting it on their own personal website for me, things like that. It's just, I'm trying to make a mainstream impact in this country. And you get, every time I think I'm out, you're pulling me back in. I want to be a mainstream radio smash. And you guys are taking me down Quirky Lane, down Cultville Avenue. Just some quirk, cult, geek thing. I got to get this radio show out there heard by the masses of American people. You know, kind of a mainstream deal. I don't know how the hell I'm going to do it, man. We're making inroads every day, but, you know, it takes time. But every time I get a call from a guy that says, I put a tape of your program on in the office the other day to play for my coworkers, it scares me. Next thing you know, they're going to be selling pictures of me and John Waters on the same shelf. Okay, here is Lance on the Phil Henry Show. Hi, Lance.
Hey, Phil, you're all right, man.
How's it going?
I'm in my car. Do I count?
Yeah, that's normal.
Hey, on college
football.
Anybody
calling me from their basement tonight, don't.
Never, man. Hey, if anybody who thinks college football players ain't getting paid is either the most deluded alumni out there or just ain't been paying no attention, man. You think the alumni and the boosters haven't bought every one of those kids a car?
No, I don't. Here is Mike on the Phil Henry Show. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Oh, I got to hear that guy again. Bye, Mike. Here is Richard on the Phil Henry Show. Hi, Richard.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Got a question for you. God, I'm counting my heartbeats. My heart's beating so it's so heavy here. In your
this is almost sort of effeminate.
Well,
no, go ahead. I'm just kidding.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh boy, wouldn't that be something? But as you've grown and as you get more
as I've grown,
do you find that money has an effect on the way you approach your craft?
What do you mean, like in making more money?
Well, I mean, do you find that the whole concept?
Well, here's what happened. Here's what happens. It isn't so much rich, but it's when you get syndicated. When your show moves from just being on a little tiny radio station, then it gets to a bigger radio station, and then it gets to a syndicator,
right.
What happens is you gradually, slowly feel yourself losing control of it, and more and more of it gets into the control of corporate
people. How do you deal with
people.
That?
And I have to constantly remind myself to do something every week that may get me fired.
Really?
Honestly. Like, we did a bit last week on smallpox. I went home thinking I was seriously going to be in some dire stuff the next day. And every day I get away with one of those, I figure that the people I'm working for may not be all that bad. But I do definitely have to try at least one thing that could get me fired, just so I know that I have control over the show to some degree. Phil Henry Show.